This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline. Tularosa Basin Downwinders Consortium releases its health impact assessment report about the 1945 Trinity test at three public meetings. After nearly 72 years since the 1945 Trinity atomic bomb test, the Tularosa Basin Downwinders Consortium has culled information from almost 800 health surveys filled out by individuals and families impacted by the radiation released by the test and will release its health impact assessment report at three public meetings beginning on February 10th in Tularosa. A health impact assessment relies on various data sources, prioritizing stakeholder feedback to demonstrate how a policy or program would impact the health of the affected communities and make recommendations to mitigate health risks within the decision-making processes. The assessment focuses on the potential benefits of the proposed 2017 amendments to the Radiation Exposure Compensation Act, which includes the Trinity Downwinders as recipients of health care and $150,000 in compensation. New Mexico Senators Tom Udall and Martin Heinrich introduced the proposed amendments last week. No major health study by the U.S. government or any other entity has ever been focused on the people living downwind and downstream of the world's first atmospheric nuclear test. The Tularosa Basin Downwinders Consortium is the first group to complete a study and release it to the public. The health impact assessment focuses on the harm done in the downwind counties of Lincoln, Otero, Sierra, and Socorro. Three public events will be held. A light meal will be served at each event. The first event will occur in Tularosa on Friday, February 10th at 6 p.m. at the Tularosa Community Center, 1050 Bookout Road. And the second event will occur in Socorro on Saturday, February 11th at noon at the Socorro Youth Center, 1002 Ake Boulevard. The third event will occur in Albuquerque on Wednesday, February 15th at 6 p.m. at the Albuquerque Peace and Justice Center, 202 Harvard, Southeast. Tina Cordova, co-founder of the Tularosa Basin Downwinders Consortium, invites you to join the consortium in the release of the health impact assessment. She said, quote, "It has been a long time coming, but this assessment is witness to what the people in the communities living adjacent to the Trinity test site have been living with for 72 years. We have suffered for so long without any recognition for our sacrifices. We still have work to do, but I am immensely proud of the health impact assessment work and the report," end quote. The New Mexico Health Equity Partnership, an initiative of the Santa Fe Community Foundation, provided funding for the health impact assessment. A copy of the report will be available on the TrinityDownwinders.com website following the public release events. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.